Order.
The question that dominated the week: did Prime Minister John Key know about Mr.com before the eve of the raid on the mega-upload billionaire's mansion? Continued to get the same answer from his deputy, who faced this interrogation from Labor's deputy, Grant Robertson.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Does he stand by all his statements on the GCSB and Kim.com?
Honourable Bill English, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
On behalf of the Prime Minister, yes.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
Does he stand by his many statements that the 19th of January 2012 was the first time he had heard the name Kim.com?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister does stand by his statements.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Grant Robertson.
That was a specific question about...
And it was answered. The Prime Minister does stand by it. Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
Can he confirm that none of the list of people that Campbell Live drew up who knew about Kim.com before the 19th of January 2012 ever mentioned them to him as Prime Minister? That list including John Banks, Maurice Williamson, Jonathan Coleman, Simon Power, his Deputy Chief of Staff, his Electorate Office staff, the Solicitor General, the Police, the Immigration Department, the 80 contractors who worked on Mr.com's property in his electorate, and the hundreds of thousands of Aucklanders who witnessed the fireworks display paid for by Mr.com. None of those people mentioned him to the Prime Minister.
Honourable Speaker, Bill English, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister stand by his statements. And I'd repeat what I said before. Unlike John Campbell or the Deputy Leader of the Labor Party, the Prime Minister focuses on the big issues.
Supplementary question.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
In light of that answer, does the Prime Minister agree with John Armstrong that if Mr.com's allegations stand up, his resignation will be in order?
Honourable Bill English.
Certainly not.
Supplementary question.
And there was one of those from the leader of the New Zealand First Party.
Supplementary question, right, Honourable Winston Peters.
Does the Prime Minister still stand by his statements, numerous statements, that none of his ministerial colleagues talked to him about Kim.com before the raid?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister stands by his statements.
And the hearings on submissions to the Intelligence and Security Committee continue on Friday. Meantime, here's Rhys Lyon reporting from another committee dealing with something completely different.
Plans for a road tunnel in Fiordland has some locals up in arms and has resulted in a petition which was presented to the Local Government and Environment Committee by its sponsor, Trish Fraser.
We have a vision for our community, and it's about enhancing the environment and sustaining that environment. And the tunnel does not fit with this vision for our area. And it's not just Glenorchy, it's the whole Head of the Lake area that vision is set for.
Trish Fraser was concerned about the project's consenting process and said it should not proceed.
It contravenes the intent of the Conservation Act and the National Parks Act. It's inconsistent with management plans. And currently the Minister actually should be declining the concession until it has been reviewed. The World Health Heritage Committee has actually asked DOC to hold on making a decision until it has more information.
Also supporting the petition was Leslie Van Gelder, who said a tunnel in Fiordland would ruin the region's tourism appeal.
Tourists come to Glenorchy and they say, "We finally arrived in the real New Zealand." Now, the real New Zealand is right here. You are the real New Zealand. We're in Wellington. It's all the real New Zealand. But to a tourist, we have sold them on a particular real New Zealand. Now, I was born in Manhattan. I can tell you what it's like to have buses pile up in front of you. That's what we're offering with this tunnel.
Dr. Van Gelder said New Zealand's clean green image was at stake.
And that clean green image is not just about our tourism industry. It impacts all of our industries. All of these things around the world, that is our reputation. That's what we stand on.
And there was a final plea to the committee.
We ask you to do what we hope government can do best, which is to help influence a decision that never should have gotten this far in the first place, but since it has, that you all help us have the voice.
Dr. Leslie Van Gelder speaking in support of a petition calling for a scrapping of plans for a road tunnel in Fiordland.
That report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.